we began to see aerial images soon after. We could see that one building was completely gone, cars were on fire, so the damage was sizable.
Yeah. I imagine that many people are struggling as a result of what happened. Can you tell us about the impact this is having on the community?
Yeah, it's clearly devastating for this community. You know, this is a place that has had some significant tragedies in recent years, including the most deadly flood in state history 4 years ago. And now there's this. So yesterday, the Humphrey County Sheriff Chris Davis became emotional as he described the scene and efforts of emergency responders.
You want me to be honest? Anytime we do something like this, that's just like I said in the flood. You know, it's hell. But from the time we try to start seeing what we're seeing, putting things together, talking to families, talking to victims, talking to interviews and arranging it, it's hell. It's hell on us. It's hell on everybody involved.
And already we're seeing vigils pop up. A small crowd got together last night at a nearby park, singing Amazing Grace and praying for the victims, and two more are planned for today.
What do we know about this facility?
So we know that Accurate Energetic Systems works with a variety of explosives for the military, commercial demolition firms, and the aerospace industry. And we know that a lot of agencies will be looking into this. The investigation will be led by both counties, the facility straddles too, and officials from the Bureau of Alcohol and Tobacco and Firearms, Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, and Homeland Security.